A man is charged with poisoning animals following an incident in Canton Township. 38-year-old Mark Hall of Canton also is charged with aggravated trespass and theft. The alleged incident occurred Tuesday. Hall is accused of trespassing on a property, stealing a set of jumper cables, and pouring alcohol into a water trough where a horse could drink it. He was arrested and booked at the Stark County Jail. Hall is scheduled for arraignment Friday in Canton Municipal Court. Officials in Minerva say about 300 gallons of raw milk from Minerva Dairy spilled into Sandy Creek Tuesday night. Firefighters were called to the waterway around 8 p.m. Crews pumped roughly 500 gallons of water per minute into the creek to aerate it and disperse the spill, which was caused by an overflow at the dairy. The milk flowed into a storm sewer, which discharges near Minerva Municipal Park. There were no reports of an odor or deaths of plants or animals. The Ohio EPA is expected to collect water samples from the creek today. Mosquito spraying will resume in Canton. The health department says 21 West Nile virus positive mosquitoes have been found at 12 locations this summer. Spraying will be done next Monday through Wednesday in the northwest area of the city, Thursday and Friday in the northeast, August 25th and 26th in the southwest, and on the 27th in the southeast. Health department staff continue to larvicide and identify and remove areas of stagnant water. A man sentenced to die for the murders of an elderly Atwater Township couple is requesting a new trial. Tyrone Noling has repeatedly said he's innocent of the 1990 killings of 81-year-olds Bernhardt and Cora Hartig in their home. Attorneys for the Ohio Innocence Project filed the motion in Portage County Common Pleas Court Tuesday. They say an analysis found evidence that implicated two other men was missing. Dan Wilson reportedly confessed to another man he killed the Hartings, and the sister-in-law of Dennis Van Steenberg reported to investigators he had disposed of the type of gun used around the time of the slayings. Wilson was executed for an unrelated murder in 2009. Van Steenberg died several years ago. The trial has been pushed back to September 24th for a former Liverpool Township police chief charged with domestic violence. Proceedings in the case of 52-year-old Jason Jackson of Liverpool Township had been scheduled to begin today. Columbiana County Municipal Court Judge Kelly Linger granted a continuance filed by his defense attorney. He cited a need for more time to prepare. Liverpool Township police were called to Jackson's home in December 2024. A woman accused Jackson of choking her and giving her a bloody nose. He reportedly told officers they had been drinking and nothing happened. The Trumbull County Coroner's Office has identified two people found dead in a Howland Township home Monday night. 33-year-old Leonard Rusa and his 8-year-old son Leonard were discovered in the Mines Road residence. The cause of death is unknown, but investigators do not suspect foul play. Police say the Rusas did not live there. They were performing maintenance for the homeowner. An investigation continues. A former Giant Eagle delivery driver who hit Mahoning County Deputy Clerk of Courts Jennifer Ciccone with his car is the subject of a lawsuit. Timothy Lucas, Giant Eagle, and four unnamed individuals are listed as defendants. The suit was filed July 23rd in Common Pleas Court. Ciccone is seeking $75,000 in compensatory damages as well as punitive damages. In 2023, Lucas delivered a grocery order to Ciccone's home in Poland. The complaint states he asked her for her license because the order included alcohol. Ciccone didn't have her license and attempted to get a passport. Lucas became upset, canceled the order, and struck her with his vehicle twice. Ciccone suffered injuries to her arm, leg, and head. Lucas was indicted on charges including vehicular assault and later took a plea deal. A Goshen Township police officer has resigned. The Salem News reports Township trustees voted unanimously Tuesday after an executive session to accept the resignation of Sergeant Domenico Marchionda. The special meeting was reportedly originally scheduled to be a disciplinary hearing over a Tier 3 policy violation for internal sexual harassment. A hearing is mandated for any department employee who commits a Tier 3 violation. Marchionda tendered his resignation prior to the hearing. It is effective immediately. A teen faces two counts of assault on a police officer after an incident in Youngstown. Police spotted the girl, who was a reported runaway, at a fast food restaurant on East Midlothian Boulevard Tuesday afternoon. After being taken into custody, she allegedly hit a divider in a police cruiser with a splint on an injured arm and kicked it. She also was accused of hitting an officer in the face as she was being removed from the vehicle and kicking another in the shin. The girl is being held in the Mahoning County Juvenile Justice Center. A Warren man is headed to prison for sexually assaulting a teen. 23-year-old Kamari Evans was sentenced to 3 years behind bars today in Trumbull County Common Pleas Court. Judge Sean O'Brien ordered him to serve an additional 156 days in jail and 5 years probation. Evans must register as a Tier 3 sex offender. He pleaded guilty in June to a felony count of sexual battery. Prosecutors say he assaulted a 13-year-old at a Niles home in February. Evans also gave the victim alcohol prior to the incident. The Ohio Department of Development has awarded more than $46 million to support 27 new Broadway, TV, and film projects in 14 communities. The funding from the Motion Picture tax credit program is expected to create more than 1,000 new jobs, contribute more than $150 million in production spending, and drive $196 million in production-related expenses. Buggy and Beyond Entertainment is getting nearly $758,000 for a TV miniseries to be produced in Canton. $3.6 million is going to production of the feature film 10 Cent, which will be produced in North Canton. The film The Christmastime Traveler will be produced in North Canton. It is receiving $3 million. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.